Please begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, and can we get PAC-120 to lead us in the pledge tonight, please? You ready?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, roll call.
Mayor Pruitt.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Holtzclaw.
Here.
Councilmember Talley. Councilmember Michelson.
Here.
Councilmember Cavallari.
Here.
Councilmember Todd.
Here.
Councilmember Bond.
Here.
So we'll wait to excuse Councilmember Kelly because he may come just a few minutes late. Okay, first up on the agenda is audience communication. Does anybody want to talk to the council tonight about anything that is on or off the agenda? Going once, twice, yes? Go right ahead, there's your podium. That's okay, we got to get it on the record. Name and address, please.
Nancy Finch, 2018 163rd Street Southeast in Wildflower. I just want to thank you for repairing our streets. They look great. And the communication from the staff and the council during the whole project was very helpful, and it was just excellent. So thank you very much.
Welcome. Anybody else? Okay, with that, we're going to go on for a proclamation for the Mill Creek Little League softball, and I have the proclamation here. And it says, whereas the Mill Creek Little League 12-year-old softball all-stars dominated the other teams at the 2017 Washington State Championship Tournament, winning each game they played, and whereas the Mill Creek Little League U-12 softball team didn't allow a single run, leading to a 20-0 victory over Redmond to win the state tournament, and whereas the Washington State title qualified them for a trip to San Bernardino, California, for the Little League Softball Western Region Tournament, playing teams from Hawaii, Montana, Alaska, California, and Utah. And whereas the team displayed athletic talent and sportsmanship along with their coaches, and whereas the city of Mill Creek is proud of these young ladies and coaches for their hard work and dedication to their team, now therefore I, Pam Pruitt, the mayor of the city of Mill Creek, on behalf of the City Council, do hereby recognize the team players and coaches of the 2017 Mill Creek Little League U-12 softball team. And the players include Lily, Simone, Macy, Helena, Lauren, Deidre, Alexis, Avery, two Averys, Rachel, Alexis, Kalia, and Annie, and the manager is Daryl Stevens, who's not here tonight. And we have the coaches, Larry, Katie, Lauren, and Paul. And if we could have the coaches come up and introduce their girls, and I'll hand you the proclamation, we'd appreciate it. So, and we're gonna get our pictures, we wanna have a council picture taken with the girls and the coaches. Otherwise, we saw their pictures in the paper.
Yeah. Can you call the girls up and get a picture of the whole
thing? Yeah, we're going to do it with the council.
Macy, Kalia, Lauren, Rachel, Avery, Lily, Tino, Helena, Deidre, Simone.
Yeah, come on, I know how to take pictures.
Yeah, in front of the council.
Put there, yeah.
Thank you, Brian, for taking charge.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was fun, but I'm out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, it was amazing. I was following online. It was just fascinating.
I know.
Okay, next up are the Great Garden Awards, and Councilwoman Michelson will introduce the winners.
Thank you. Remember that first name here. Right.
Still haven't got around to my yard. No, don't.
Good evening. I'm Donna Michelson. I'm the council liaison to the Art and Beautification Board. Each year, members of the City of Mill Creek Art and Beautification Board tour the city and take photographs of yards of residents who have put exceptional time and effort into the beautification of their property. After board members toured the city and took pictures of noteworthy properties, they voted to determine this year's winners of the Great Garden Awards. Each winner has a yard sign placed in their yard through the end of August, and then receives a permanent keepsake, which we'll be handing out to the winners tonight. Before we move on to the awards, I would like to thank our city staff support. Joni Kirk, not here this evening.
At a conference.
Okay, and Brian Davron, thank you. And Holly Hunter for all your help, thank you. And then also my Art and Beautification Board members, some of who are here this evening. So I'd like to thank and recognize our chairperson, Matt Buchanan. Matt, raise your hand, please. Thank you. And Paula Dickman is here. Paula, thank you. And then also unable to attend this evening, Michelle Edwards and Julie David also for their time and effort. These are just some of the dedicated volunteers of the city's Art and Beautification Board. And they are the ones who canvass the entire city, taking photographs of yards, and then had the difficult decision of choosing just 12 winners. So I'd like to thank all of the winners on behalf of the City Council for helping beautify our wonderful city with your award-winning yards. It was particularly challenging this year to keep your yards and flowers beautiful because it was extremely hot and dry and very, very warm, so amazing job. So I'd like to ask our chairperson, Matt Buchanan, to come up to the podium to help me recognize the winners. We have done a PowerPoint presentation that has been prepared by staff. So as I call your name, if you would please come up to the podium so you may receive your keepsake award and your yard will be displayed on the overhead screen. And don't leave when you're done because we want a group picture. So hang on. So, okay, so the first one we have, are we ready with the PowerPoint?
Councilwoman, is it possible to tell us what neighborhood name goes with these when you?
I would like to if I had it, but people can come up, people can tell me what neighborhood you're in.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that'd be great. How do I do this?
Yeah, just you're on that, and then
right there.
Just there. I have to go back and forth.
Okay. So I'm going to be doing the PowerPoint.
Oh, I can do it. I can hear you.
Thank you.
No problem.
This is technology. I was not prepared for this evening. Okay, so the first person I'd like to call up is Thomas and Sharon Kuntz, but I understand they are unable to be here. But Paula, you were going to take their keepsake to them? Okay.
I'll take it for them.
So the keepsakes are?
Right.
There. Can you grab that for them, Paula? And what division are they in? Do you know?
Heatherwood. West.
Heatherwood West. Okay, great. And there's their home. So, thank you. The next one is Vince Nardone and Diane Watson. Are they here this evening? Okay, well, we'll save that till we get that one. Jim and Yvonne Cup. They here? Nope.
Donna, I could take the previous one you just did as well.
Jim and Yvonne Cup? Okay, thank you. What division are they in?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I know where they live.
Next year we'll figure out the divisions. We have Richard Sanford. What's everybody out enjoying the ashy smoke or something? I don't know what the deal is here.
Don't do their yards.
Oh, there you go.
Water, drink.
Really? Derenda Saxena? That's a name I worked hard on. Where are you? James and Sharon Johnston? W. Redkirk? Joe DeSilvo and L. Greenhaw?
There we go.
Oh, there we go.
Thank you.
And that's Heather Stone, right? That's Heather Stone. Yep. That's Heather Stone. Oh, we have another Heather Stone, Stanley Balow. And there's his home.
He holds out the award.
There's not that many in the group, but we'll make a small group. Thanks. Congratulations. Dennis Mayer. Randall and Karen Munsky.